Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. Say, the Republicans, who I used to call Republicans, but now I'm going to call them children, they ran up a deficit that's the highest ever. Now they don't want to pay the bill. Trump does that. He goes up to these different states, runs up bills, and he doesn't want to pay for them. I'm sorry, kids. You got to pay the bill. These guys spend money like a drunken sailor, and no offense to drunken sailors. I've drank more than my share and maybe done the same thing. So I'm not picking on drunken sailors. I'm picking on them. I am sick and tired of these kids drilling us on questions. We should be on the offense asking them, hey, how are you going to pay for this bill? You wanted this stuff. You passed it. Now you got to pay for it. In closing, the problem with the far right is they drink downstream from the herd every day. And they're just, they're kids. So let's send the kids to their rooms. Thanks and have a great day.
Yep. Bill, you nailed it as always. Let me pick up on that. It's extremely important. Remember, some time ago in a previous generation, the Congress, the law was that if you voted for a bill, you were impliedly voting to raise the debt limit to pay the bill and the funding to pay the bill. Then somewhere along the line, the Republicans go, well, we want to have two votes. You vote for the money, and then you have to vote to raise the debt limit and to authorize payment. Well, what they do is, and remember, this is not the Republican Party that anybody knew. This is not Eisenhower. This is not the traditional Republican Party. This is not Warren Knowles or Lee Dreyfus or anything, or Tommy Thompson for that matter. This is something that's using the Republican Party and is a malignant tumor. They don't pay their bills. You know, they always say they're fiscally conservative. What they're saying now is, we'll vote for something like COVID relief when Trump is president. And as long as Trump's president, we'll vote to increase the debt limit and pay it. The minute a Democrat gets in, this is all debt incurred under Trump, plus obviously debt that's been incurred under Biden since January, right? That's what, 9 months. 9 months of this is Biden and the rest of it is Trump. Trump raised the national debt more than anybody in history to the highest levels. And they're going, we're not going to pay for it. And you go, well, but you voted for it. Yeah, we voted for it. We're not going to pay for it. We're not going to pay for it. That's going to result in higher interest rates on the outstanding debt, about 28 or 29 trillion. Instead of paying something like 0.75% or 1%, we could end up paying 2 or 3%. Back in 1980 and 81, it was 10 or 11%. You know, something that's very serious. At that point, the interest in the national debt can be the same as the defense budget. It impairs our defense and impairs everything else. Impairs everything else. Plus, at some point in late October, early November, Social Security checks aren't going out. Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard ain't going to get paid. Federal employees aren't going to get paid. Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce under Trump, crooked as a dog's hind leg, the last time this happened, said, well, you know, they can take loans like I do. Yeah, he goes to Deutsche Bank or the Bank of Cyprus, gets a big loan, Trump does, and then gets it paid off by the Russians. But, you know, I'll tell you what, a mom with two small kids, her husband's in Iraq, he's a corporal, he isn't making much money anyway, paycheck is direct deposit in her account, feed the kids, doesn't have much savings. What, she's going to go to the bank? And what, pawn her diamond ring, which she got her, which isn't a very expensive one? Come on, come on. This is our army you're talking about, our Navy, our Air Force, federal employees. We're not paying our bills. What the Republicans are banking on is that when the election comes around, people will be confused by ads. They'll say, Joe Biden didn't pay the army. Joe Biden did not pay the Navy. And people get angry, and we'll put on some ads that say it was Moscow Mitch who didn't pay the army and the Navy. Well, people don't like that kind of stuff. They don't pay attention. They vote Republican. That's what's going on. That is what is going on. And, you know, Trump has doubled down even on even on people supposedly supporting him. Yesterday, he attacked Moscow Mitch and the Republicans who voted for the $1 trillion infrastructure. You know, forget the 3.5, the $1 trillion, which repairs our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and provides high-speed internet in rural areas. And he goes, they betrayed the country. And Moscow Mitch betrayed the country. Moscow Mitch voted for, along with 19 Republicans. So he attacks his own kind. He does it to make them scared, so they suck up to him, because he has about a third of the Republican base who walk over hot coals for him and follow anything he says. He's Jim Jones. He's Jim Jones. They'll drink the Kool-Aid. He is an authoritarian, and they want a taste of the lash from an authoritarian. And that's what's happening. But Moscow Mitch just said, too, to try to show, to ward off Trump and to try to show some Trump chops and to try to somehow look like he's tough, now announced that if the Republicans win the 2022 elections and he becomes majority leader for the rest of Biden's term, he will block any Supreme Court nominee Biden puts up. Any Supreme Court nominee. So word to Justice Breyer, you idiot. You idiot, you fossil, you antiquated hack. Resign, retire, do it nicely, retire. We'll give you a gold watch, and you should be out where Grassley is. And I mean, my God almighty, these people, hairballs clogging the drain. Get out of there, open it up so Biden can put in a Supreme Court appointment. And with 50 votes, and then Kamala Harris, it was Moscow Mitch himself who changed the number of votes needed, basically got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. Moscow Mitch did that because his Supreme Court appointments would not have gotten through if he needed 10 Democratic votes. Moscow Mitch will get rid of the filibuster as he sees fit, but Joe Manchin won't for voting rights. Why not, Joe Manchin? Moscow Mitch does it. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it for voting rights? Get rid of gerrymandering. But Moscow Mitch has just announced he will block Biden's Supreme Court appointments in the last 2 years. Nothing will get done over the last 2 years, all designed to make Biden look bad, even though the United States, what do you think that says to China and Russia and ISIS and jihadist countries when we don't pay our army and our Navy? I think China could very well go into Taiwan. Russia could very well go into Eastern Ukraine, take Kiev. Well, we are demoralized and divided because of the Republican Party. The Republican Party is a clear and present danger to the United States. It's a malignant tumor, slowly destroying the country, destroying our democracy. It's got to be driven from power. That's going to take the voters, and a third of you, maybe a little more, are Trumpers. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins, as always. Great discussions. You have some great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram. You got to listen to the Earl Ingram show. Outstanding show at 5 o'clock. Good evening programming. Good weekend programming. My co-host and friend, Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. How else do you think he got a name like Pizza Box Mike? That's why he got it. Good show. Excellent show. Matt Flynn Direct. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.